Love is life-giving. We cannot overstate the importance of spending time with your children, building a storehouse of memories, and above all, loving your child well. Your love is life-giving. It says to your child, "You belong to us. You are significant and secure with us." True love is even willing to die for the other. If your child knows that kind of love, she will survive and thrive in life. The absence of love is neglect and indifference. Both lead to the most dangerous condition for all relationships, isolation. The devil of hell's strategy is to create distance between spouses and between parents and children. In isolation, a child can become convinced of almost anything. Lies about God, lies about you as his or her parent, and most lethal of all, lies about himself or herself as your child. This is why you, as a parent, must become a tenacious bridge builder to your child. If we're walking with the Lord and abiding in the vine of Christ, his Holy Spirit gives us wisdom that we don't have, and patience and grace in moments of crisis. Parents need to be saying, "God, I need you, and I need to focus on you every day. I want to stay clean and close in my relationship with you because you're the source of all that is good when it comes to parenting." Stephen Kendrick. Bridge Building 101. Tall, steel-beamed bridges fascinate us as a marvel of humankind's creative engineering. Think of the Golden Gate Bridge linking San Francisco to Sausalito with a length of more than a mile and a half, or the Mackinac Bridge in Upper Michigan, nearly 5 miles long. But the award for the world's longest bridge goes to Danyang Kunshan Grand Bridge in China, part of the Beijing-Shanghai High-Speed Railway. It crosses 102 miles. Historically, bridges contributed significantly to the booming growth of 20th-century United States. As they sprouted from the Atlantic to the Pacific, across rivers and valleys of all sizes, they made it possible to connect people and grow communities. In a similar way, constructing a bridge to your child's heart, his soul, and his spirit will help you cross from your world to his and establish and nourish a relationship built on love. The bridges you build to your child's heart will give you the right of way to give unconditional love daily, repeatedly. Comfort in times of failure, loss, and sickness. Teach and train in character development issues. Establish and enforce standards of behavior. Discipline him when he disobeys or misbehaves. Speak words of truth when friends reject, tempt, or criticize. Lead your child to a relationship with God and spiritual growth. Answer the thousands of questions asked seemingly every week, or with some kids, every day. It's important to do everything you can to truly love your child and keep the relational bridge, with all its lanes, entrances, and exits, maintained and strong.